pour prendre le son, le bon son, l'acoustique.
Oui, nous, on a besoin de studios ici. On a besoin vraiment beaucoup de choses ici pour travailler avec les amis, oui, vraiment.
Quand j'arrive, on va s'organiser.
Inch'Allah.
Oui. OK. Vive la musique. OK.
Oui.
iTunes.
C'est fini. Merci beaucoup à tous.
Greetings. Welcome to episode 169 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. Tragically, Don Joyce of the band Negative Land passed away this week. So we're going to do a tribute to Don Joyce and his role in Negative Land.
Have a good new year. Have a nice new year.
Here, to start off the show, here is a track called The Gun and the Bible.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness.
Carve, he said, this nation. Carve 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 this nation. Out carve this nation. Out carve this nation. Out carve this nation. Out nation. Out Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Carved, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Carve this out. Machine, he said. Machine. And the Bible. Submachine. Submachine gun. The Bible. And the submachine gun. Carve this nation. Brass knuckles. The submachine gun. And the Bible. Knives. Brass knuckles. And the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Delmer and Wilkes set by the slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side of life, ain't it, Wilkes? Wilkes just grinned and opened him another beer. Let's go over the car listener radio while it's...
Everyone has heard of a heart attack. But what about a brain attack?
We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things.
Well, you don't have an answer how well. That's because God made it that way.
No!
Well, that's because God made it that way. That's just a dreadful way to conduct religion. And it's also doomed because it means that the more things science is able to explain, the smaller and smaller part of the unpainted part of the floor is left for you, this poor God that you've created to occupy. That doesn't, it just seems silly. It's the path that one is drawn into when you start trying to
use nature to prove God's existence.
It was dogmatism that split us in the first place in the 16th century. It's dogmatism, this whole notion that there is a truth that is the truth, that is the eternal truth and the unquestionable truth. We learn at the end of a telescope that it got us nowhere.
Close to God when they're happy? Does anybody feel close to God when they're happy?
The human brain.
I think statistic that people have come up with and from various points of view is that we're one quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times.
God makes your mind work.
One quarter conscious and three quarters unconscious at all times, and that both are functioning together in tandem with self-knowledge, without self-knowledge.
Isn't unconscious just another part of the brain that's operating? It's not some mystical
force.
We're
not just brains. No, it's not a mystical force, but it's unconscious. We can't know it in the same way.
You feel it in your head. You feel it in your head.
Researchers who study intelligence and different human capacities, the big hot new area is to look at the impact of the emotional on the intellectual and to see how much those two processes go together.
The notion here is that we, not God, are in effect creating our own response unwittingly, thus tricking ourselves into believing it is coming from elsewhere.
No matter what the form of worship, prayer makes certain regions of the brain light up
like this.
In a special and unique way.
Like this.
The frontal lobe, right behind the forehead,
like this.
Focuses concentration.
Like this.
The limbic system, deep in the center, triggers feelings of awe and joy. The parietal lobe, at the back of the brain, brings on that feeling of becoming part of something greater than oneself.
But the limbic system can be a place where fear is stored, but it can also be, as we're learning now, a place where that faith is stored as well. I think they're trying to find, is there a scientific basis for faith? It's controversial, it's difficult, and out of all the different kind of faiths, is this something that binds us together? Do our brains, no matter our faith, all seem to light up the same way? And does something change in the brain when someone is faithful?
Well, you're a neurosurgeon. What do you make of these brain scans showing the brain responding to prayer in a particular, very unique way?
I think there's something there.
The researchers asked members of three Christian groups to say the same prayers for about two-thirds of the patients.
The findings show that prayer had no effect, but engineered bladders have worked well. The leakage problem improved, and most importantly, telling patients that someone is praying for them might increase their leakage problem.
One explanation for why people have these experiences of a sense of a presence in the room, a presence of God or aliens or ghosts or lost loved ones that have died and come back to visit us, is that the left temporal lobe coordinates all the brain modules together into a sense of self. We all feel like a single person. I don't have multiple people in me, I'm just one. And by messing that up, by bombarding the right temporal lobe, what Persinger does is he creates a sense of two selves in the brain. Now, the brain is not capable of sensing two selves. So it senses one self and another self in the room, another presence in the room. Now, what that will be interpreted as depends on your culture.
Scrolling down the aisle.
people 400 or 500 years ago experienced incubi, succubi, because they lived in a demon-haunted world. People 100 years ago experienced spirits and ghosts because they lived in a spirit-haunted world. The kind of world we live in is an alien-haunted world. We live in a world filled with X-Files and Star Trek and Star Wars and all these search for extraterrestrial intelligence. We're obsessed with alien, the idea of alien intelligences. So, of course, we would interpret these anomalous experiences, these senses of presence, not as demons, but as aliens or gods, because we've always believed in gods.
Take pictures of people's brains while they are sleeping.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain, I could...
If we go back to the beginning, we shall find that ignorance and fear created the gods, and that custom, respect, and tyranny support them in order to make the blindness of men serve their own interests. If the ignorance of nature gave birth to gods, the knowledge of nature is calculated to destroy them.
Let us have faith.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
Christianity is stupid.
Christianity is stupid.
How about group marriage? Or marriage between daddies and little girls? How about marriage between a man and his donkey?
So do you believe in God?
No, of course not. Why would you take a religious book and say, oh yeah, these have got to be true, this makes sense, when the people who wrote that book thousands of years ago, they were just superstitious and they didn't know how the world really worked.
You know I'm afraid to say there's no God, even though I know there's no God.
What? That I don't understand.
Firing party. Ready?
Sycamore is open.
Aim. Fire!
That's how Sycamore opened. That's how Sycamore is.
Guns.
I say this somewhat quietly and without fanfare because...
How are you voting on the gun initiative?
Well...
I'm against it.
Because people who like their living green and private don't usually appreciate a lot of fluttering flags and cartwheeling clowns.
There are 17 million adults in California and an estimated 4 million handguns.
Well, that's not fair.
When no more can be sold, you can see that the majority of adults will be virtually prohibited from ever owning one.
When this vacation land is sold out.
That's right. Did you know it gives some people a special property right?
You mean my neighbor can have something legally that I can't?
So if you've always admired parts of Piedmont or Orinda...
Well, you could buy one, if you can convince someone to sell you his, and if you're willing to pay his price.
And regret you didn't buy there 10 or 15 years ago. Sycamore should have considerable appeal.
That's right.
It is a custom community of personalized
guns.
For the private pleasure of a limited number of families.
It allows people who already own handguns to keep them.
After all, you aren't going to find a finished big blue mountain lake in California that isn't full of boats and people.
Guns.
And surrounded by cars. This opening is just the beginning of something people will want a Sunday drive through for the next couple of hundred years.
This is also nothing new.
Yeah, get stuff together, no problem. Yeah,
come on, let's do
it.
No.
Oh. Oh, well.
This is American Top 40.
I have climbed the highest mountains.
Yeah, I believe it's the weather, man. No.
And guess what?
Where are you at?
I've run through the fields only to be with you. Yep, with you. No one else, just you.
Here's the first Top 40 hit.
And guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. Yeah, that's really great. I can't believe I did it, but nevertheless, I have done that for you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Only to be with you, I've done all these things.
The...
Yeah, with you. The fat one, that's it.
The...
You're the fat one, and I want to be with you.
And I say, why was it changed here?
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Maybe they'll make it as a junior.
But, on the other hand, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's the letter U and the numeral
2. Nope, definitely not.
Two.
I haven't found it.
I say, they're kind of like
I just can't seem to find it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Nope, definitely not. I haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
Come on.
And here's what else I've done.
Come on, let's see what we can find.
I have kissed honey lips, felt the healing in her fingertips. I've even done that.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
While I was doing that, you know, all the kissing on the honey lips, it burned like fire and it reminded me of cheap melting plastic. Kind that makes little clouds of white vapor gas, and then when it catches on fire, makes those little strings of black smoke with little ashes attached to them. That's how it was kissing honey lips.
Why are we doing it? Why have we changed something?
I still haven't found it.
The last thing we want to do is sound like anybody else. So, if you
That's
two,
the letter U and the numeral 2.
You've got a challenge, you know, musically speaking. You know, you've got to find new sounds on the guitar. You've got to find a new way of approaching a 4-4 beat. You know, rock and roll still needs innovation. You know, and there's a lot out there.
Someone has said, get a great ideal, a great purpose, marry it, and raise a band.
What the hell's going on here?
Bono.
Billy, look.
Yeah, I should be saying American Top 40 is heard.
Are you two married to a great idea?
It was every week American Top 40 is heard.
Everything
heard
is totally true.
I'll say it is. Is it to just screw up things?
Marriage is not you two living for each other.
Because I can't say this. You know,
let's see what we can find.
Everything's such a mess.
I thought we're almost finished.
It is you two uniting to live as a team for this great purpose.
Wait a minute. Find something? No.
Ponderous. He's down on the phone.
Hi, Casey. I had to put you right on the speakerphone for you. Now, I just got word from Mr. Friday that we can't pay you anything for this until our label sends us some of the money they owe us. So this will have to be benefit terms.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Well, I gotta catch a plane. Give my regards to the weatherman, and you too.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but...
Yeah, the guy that's talking to the Saramat, they're bringing back.
Now, Megan, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Hey, sewer mouth.
KCA, I'm on a frequency. I bet you can't find me. We've got the five band out there.
That's the letter, too, and the numeral, you.
I was a worm in the night, and cold as a stone I was.
All right. Okay, let's try it, okay?
And I believe in kingdom come, and all the colors bleeding into one big mess. I'll probably have to get out the STP cleaner on that one. Maybe the 409, but I'm not sure yet.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
And you broke the bond. You broke the goddamn bond. You loosened the chain. You carried a cross. And my shame. And my shame. Shame, 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 shame. So much shame.
Why have we changed something that we've been doing all along?
You know, I believe it.
All right.
No, I guess I don't believe it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is blowing.
But nevertheless, I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U.
I haven't found what I'm looking for. I haven't found it.
I can't
I'm
say it again.
I'm looking for it, but I don't even know where it is.
And the numeral, too.
I don't even really know anything anymore. I just...
Yeah, it doesn't sound right either.
I don't really know what to do.
All right.
Or do
recap.
I?
Okay, let's try it, okay?
But I still haven't found it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
That makes sense, but I still haven't found it. I'm looking. I'm looking for it. No, just I'm looking for it.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
I just don't know much of anything. Maybe I ought to be shot point blank in the stamper tonight.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2. Is that the way I say that? I don't know how to say it.
You too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Don't be triggered. There it is.
We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the 50 states.
Hey, sewer mouth, we're gonna get you.
This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. God, I hate that. We come out of that, and then I gotta say the goddamn American. I hear the American Top 40 jingle, and I say this is American Top 40. Let the goddamn jingle ID this show. I ID the show whenever there isn't a jingle, don't I?
The winner is...
Don't I do it between every goddamn record that we play?
It is set!
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Corporations often spend millions of dollars to secure celebrity endorsements, but commercial campaigns can be wiped out overnight if a celebrity says the wrong thing or their image changes.
To just put a celebrity up there.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hi, this is Marion Ross.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
See if you can identify this sound.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
To just put a celebrity up there and have him hawk your product will work. Putting them there in a way that is engaging, is charming, has a bit of a story going for it, we have found is
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
A most successful formula.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
A most successful formula.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
The Madonna Media Blitz for Pepsi will begin in March when the new commercials are scheduled to premiere in the U.S., Japan, Australia, and the Soviet Union.
Politicians.
And this footnote from an earlier soft drink campaign. It was exactly 5 years ago today that Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire while filming a Pepsi commercial in Los Angeles.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem strange to me.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
It didn't seem like...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Like, I'm now
Hello, this
saying,
is Ricardo
I'm
Montalban.
Me, I'm using this to sell you this.
Underwear.
Sell you this. Sell you this.
Hello, this is William Christopher from MASH and AfterMASH.
Sell you this.
But I've got to admit, there's a string attached. A string called dental floss.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Now listen to this.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, I'm Chuck Connors for the Giraffe Project.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
People were coming up to me saying, I love Family Ties, I love Back to the Future, and I love that Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
I love it, and kids loved it, and they started to treat it like a movie.
Starhand. Playback. Starhand. Playback.
This is Ricardo Montalban.
You as guest that the celebrity has been bought.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
And they are right.
Here comes a famous Hollywood superstar.
Hi, Miss D Star.
Hi.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, I'm Alan Thicke.
Hi, this is Barbara Eden.
Hello, this is James Coker.
It's perfectly normal and usually nothing to worry about. But if it's done too often...
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you.
Viewers have a way of remembering the celebrity while forgetting the product.
A most successful formula.
I did not know this when I paid Eleanor Roosevelt $35,000 to make a commercial for margarine.
Thank you.
She reported that her mail was equally divided.
Thank you.
One half was sad because I had damaged my reputation. The other half was happy because I had damaged my reputation.
Ready, roll.
Not one of my proudest memories.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban. Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
I'm talking about over breath in this log.
Hello, Dead Dog Records.
Pick up some tapes. Listen to the current recording.
Current recording.
The one you're making as we speak.
Hold on a minute. I bet you guys are listening to everything.
The bugs are there for your protection.
I know.
You either have no ability to use this for any purpose whatsoever, either for free or for money. You want to test me in the courts? If we did not buy ownership, we bought exclusivity. And if you want to try and check me out, and you go ahead and try and do something with it, and I'm going to sue your ass. You can never use it without our permission.
Maybe he's right.
I sent you the check. I own it or I control it. You can never use it for anything without my permission. And if you want to challenge me, we'll go to court tomorrow and I'll prove you wrong. And you want to find out? Let's go.
Maybe he's right.
I'm telling you the facts of law and the facts of reality here. The reality is I gave you money, I own it, or I control it. If you want to try and do something with it, I'm going to sue you. You never use it for any purpose again, or I will sue you.
Maybe he's right.
I own the copyright.
Get a fucking lawyer. Go get a lawyer right now. Let's have it out. I am not going to piss around with you about this. You can't use it without my permission for anything forever. Got it? Get a lawyer, because you're going to need one.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
I'm going to sue your ass.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
You want to test me in the court?
Look at this stuff.
I own it.
Isn't it neat?
Or I control it.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
You want to find out?
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
Let's go.
The girl who has
Let's go.
Everything.
You can never use it without our permission.
Look at this trove.
I own it.
Treasures untold.
Or I control it.
How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think.
I own it, sure. I control it.
She's got everything.
You can't use it.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
And you want to challenge me?
I've got who's its and what's its galore.
I'm gonna see your ass.
You want thingamabobs?
Yeah,
I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for.
Around with you about this.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
I need some more.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
Don't ask what for.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
I need some more.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Forever.
Don't ask what for. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme!
Forever.
Don't ask what for!
Got it!
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
For anything!
I need some more!
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
For anything!
Don't ask what for!
Forever. Got it!
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
For anything!
I need some more!
Forever. Got it!
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
You're a lawyer!
Don't ask what for!
Give it to me!
Try.
Yo, man, shut up. I make the music.
In the back of modernism and all this international law to make profit out of his own ungenerosity to humankind.
Scientists say the human brain continues to change through the process of evolution.
We Christians don't call it evolution because we believe it isn't something coming up out of blind nature, but something coming down from the world of light, power, and knowledge beyond all nature.
Scientists say the brain has evolved about as much as it ever will.
Now, are there things that are being discovered by scientists every day that they have not known before?
Yes.
Well, now, do you think that the scientists know all about this feeling of God?
Somebody looks at the complexity of human life and says, given enough time, anything can happen. Another looks at that and says, given enough time, anything can happen. Another looks at that and says, a complex design like this, I wonder if there was a creator or a thought designer behind this.
Are you familiar with the little quip that million to one odds happen eight times a day in New York City?
It's the law of big numbers. There's enough stuff happening out there. There's enough particles. There's enough forces. The sun is burning. It's putting energy into the system.
That's
of course we generate complexity.
Out of chaos.
This is called emergence, the principle of emergence. Out of chaos emerges complexity without any designer at all. All you need is energy put into the system. That's it. It just happens spontaneously. Now, as pattern-seeking animals, it's impossible for us to think. It can't just happen. There must be somebody behind the curtain pulling the strings. Somebody behind the curtain pulling the strings. But there isn't. But there isn't.
So I'm only one of the many Darwinian biologists who believe we understand the meaning of life.
What?
The meaning of life.
What?
The meaning of life.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is, life is a series of machines which are programmed to propagate the instructions that built them, the hereditary instructions that built them. And so that's the biological meaning of life. I hasten to add, that's not, of course, the meaning of life for you and me. Love and family life and whatever it is we do, whether it's writing books or listening to music. But the reason you're in the world is the biological meaning. Given that you're in the world, then you can make life mean whatever you want it to mean.
In the timescale of the age of the universe, our human origins take up a tiny fraction. To illustrate this, let's compress the age of the universe from 15 billion years to the present into a single year. So the Big Bang happened at 1 second after midnight, January 1. Then our galaxy, the Milky Way, started around May 1st. Our solar system on September 9th, the Earth on September 14th, and life began about September 25th. Plants evolved about November 12th, the first vertebrates on December 19th, and the first dinosaurs on Christmas Eve. Mammals appear on December 26th, birds on the 27th, and the first humans at 10:30 p.m. December 31st. Our first civilizations began in the last 30 seconds. It gives us pause to reflect that paleontologists are trying to fill in the last 30 minutes, which represents 3 to 5 million years.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where you're at. So much shit about you.
This is bullshit.
You sound like a portable
death. Who gives a shit? Diddly shit. Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit. Fuck.
simple goddamn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Because we got them? I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
I don't understand it.
I think that people read more into the music than is really there.
Well, somebody find out the goddamn answer.
In the 50s, they considered it vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let's Do It Like Cold Water, All of Them Like Cold Water. Those were considered euphemism for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty act.
Diddly shit.
The Kingston Trio thing, a song they used the word damn, was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
Upside back.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God damn it.
Never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the dirtiness of a song. I don't think that's a satanic message is there. Goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
That guy gets fucked with so much shit.
Silver shithead again.
Who knows?
He might be destroying this kid's town. What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, Liz. Oh, fuck you too, Richard.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
And I'd love to, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
That was the special edit radio mix of the infamous U2 single. Before that, Time Can Do So Much. Before that, Gimme the Mermaid. Before that, A Most Successful Formula. Before that, the a cappella mix of I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, the U2 single. Before that, Sycamore. Before that, The Way We Know Things. And we started the show with The Gun and the Bible. Of course, those are all by Negative Land. And next up here is a track called Downloading.
LA Flash.
You know, you're tuned in tonight.
Be careful.
You're tuned in tonight because you're passionate about the music.
Be careful.
That very special connection between the fan and the artist is an historically important partnership, one which enriches and entertains the public, motivating and sustaining the creator. In recent years, industry consolidation combined with the unbridled advance of the internet has created a disturbing disconnect.
I am so out of the loop
in our relationship.
I'm sorry. I took your time. I am the poem that doesn't rhyme.
Keep singing. Bomb to da bomb to bang a bang diddy diddy poop in the cocky dookie bucky mini mini. Bomb to da bomb to bang a bang diddy diddy poop in the cocky dookie. Rocky Mini Mini. The hell is that?
Be careful.
Download it.
Can you do that?
Be careful. Careful.
Delete. Delete. Don't let anybody steal.
Be careful.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
Can you do that?
I got the latest back to be on the
I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free.
And trends say it's going to promise to get much, much worse.
It's exciting and it's free.
Download.
I'm a Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow kind of girl, you know what I mean?
No request is too extreme.
Take me!
Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Piracy from poppy to trippy.
And from YouTube to
piracy.
Well, YouTube.
Piracy on the net. It goes by many names, and its apologists offer a myriad of excuses.
So the power.
Ripping of music.
Not the plan, not the direction.
Illegal file sharing.
Which, quite honestly, is the way it should be.
The guys have had the gun to the artist's head forever because they own the trucks, and suddenly the trucks don't matter.
And I think that the record industry should encourage fans to get more involved in music because that way, ultimately, lies the true dedication to music, and those people will be with you for a very long time.
Art as crime.
This illegal file sharing and ripping of music is pervasive, out of control, and it's oh so criminal.
Maybe he's right.
So criminal.
Maybe there is something the matter with me.
And it's oh so criminal.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Ripping is stealing.
Look at this.
Stealing
stuff.
Just look at the world around you.
Stealing.
What more is you looking for?
Isn't it neat?
Stealing their livelihood one digital file at a time, leaving their musical dreams haplessly snared in this worldwide web of theft and indifference.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
When the technology to deliver the product has arrived before the technology to get paid for delivering the product.
Haplessly snared in this worldwide web.
They're building a business
of theft and indifference
by facilitating the stealing of artists' music.
Be careful.
So criminal. So criminal.
Be careful when you sing your songs. There are laws with this land.
Now multiply that.
It's easy.
Stealing.
By millions of students.
Stealing.
It's exciting.
Stealing.
And other computer users.
Stealing.
And it's free.
Stealing. Stealing.
Now it's happened once or twice.
It's exciting.
Someone couldn't pay the price.
It's free.
And I'm afraid I had to rake them across the goals.
It's easy.
Looking around.
And the problem comes in the sharp focus.
Looking around here, you think.
That's what I do.
Sure.
It's what I live for.
She's got everything.
In a couple of days, they've downloaded nearly 6,000 songs.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
That's three kids, folks.
I've got who's-its and what's-its galore.
Songwriters, Lumiere, singers, Stephanie, musicians, and Ed. Labels, publishers,
again.
The entire music food chain is at serious risk. Hey gang, the entire music food chain are in immediate danger of being marginalized out of our business.
You bet on a horse and it ran the wrong way.
Everything is music.
How many of you
entire music food chain.
Thingamabobs, I got 20.
Music food chain.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Let me tell you.
The RIAA estimates, now listen to this, that an astonishing 3.6 billion songs are illegally downloaded every month.
Everything is music.
Embrace this life or death issue.
Did you ever get the feeling that the truth is less revealing than a downright lie?
Standing with legal matters is just what I'd expect from a...
Hardly. Some of the time. And you can't know it?
I am not anti-human.
I remember just so what it
said. Art has grown.
The trial of the millennium is underway. And you viewers at home can literally keep track of the High Council's response by watching the verdict indicator. Blue means the vote is for a verdict of not guilty. And red means the... Force is in big trouble.
Oh.
Now back to the trial of the millennium.
And there is one more thing.
As determined by
this
who?
This problem's not going to be solved in short
we
order.
We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have.
I'm not asking money.
No,
just a token, really. A trifle.
To help our fans.
What I want from you is...
That would be you.
Your voice.
But without my voice.
And you shouldn't face it, except when you should, if you feel like it.
Go ahead. Make your choice.
About half the people stood up. I am so out of the loop.
It won't cost much. Just your voice.
The internet is totally upsetting the entire business model.
But food.
Of the music industrial complex.
You've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the score.
That's it. We've got a team.
Got her, boys. The boss is on a roll.
To embrace this life or death issue.
If men fail to discover living ideas
and support our artistic community,
they will keep moving by the guidance of dead ones.
By only downloading your music from legal websites.
As they are doing today.
That will ensure that our artists reach even higher.
They will keep following
and deservedly get paid
by inertia
for their work.
The principles they have already institutionalized.
Thanks.
Wanted to get the free Grammy gift bag, so they drew me a line.
Big round of applause for all of these folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Still, somehow, I don't feel like the most popular guy in the room.
Yes, you are.
It's the graveyard of the civilization that shot from under us. The world of outmoded ideas. That's where I belong.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
...making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And
do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
Do you
we got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Huh? 11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called Help Thy Neighbor. Do not kill. Do not, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because nobody is perfect,
Huh?
It's not even funny.
And
about power, nobody is perfect,
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect,
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they don't talk about. One's politics and the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate them.
Here it comes. Another science disorder.
I'm sitting there on Sunday morning in the chief of police's office at a large table.
Torture.
He was listening to a football game.
Let's be upfront about it.
A football game.
Torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E.
On a small transistor radio.
That's the bottom line these days.
And I had it very low.
It's replaced death. Even teenagers kill themselves these days. Along with the depressed and terminally ill.
And I began to hear...
Death's a release from pain and anxiety and humiliation.
This very low...
Valued reward.
Very low wailing sound.
But the threat of death...